Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the podcast. Today we have guest with us, Dr. Dave Tuck. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks, Rudy. It's always a pleasure to see you and visit with you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to reconnect with you, man. Yeah. For us here who's learning about you for the first time, a couple quick things I'd like to share about you and your bio, your background. One, right now you're traveling the world, which is really cool, running your business as a coach and an expert. You have 32 years of experience in health and wellness as a chiropractor and 27 years as a coach. You are a senior certified eMartini facilitator, a published author, and the founder of the New Beginning Coaching Retreats, where you help individuals and couples, and you do these all over the world. In fact, you came to support us at one of our retreats earlier this year, and that was a great experience. And you love working with entrepreneurs, helping them going through major transitions and shifts in their life, especially when it comes to grief and transforming grief into happiness. I know you have your own personal experiences with dealing with grief. So if someone's listening to this interview right now and perhaps are dealing with some form of grief in your life, I highly recommend that you tune in. I know we're going to talk mostly about events today and how to fill your events, get people to your events, and to sell your events using some of the technology that you've refined with values. But again, if you're someone listening here and you are dealing with grief or you know someone dealing with grief, I highly recommend you tune in to Dr. Dave as well, because what he's going to share here today, I think, could potentially help somebody that's in your life. And Dr. Dave, you're also like doing something really cool. You just recently took a bike trip, 3 days biking in Spain across the Camino, El Camino to Santiago de Compostela. Tell us about that. What is that?
Oh, it was fantastic. I landed in Santiago. I was meeting a friend and we decided, hey, let's go on, take a trip on the El Camino. So we, you know, rented some bikes and took a lovely 3-day trip, doing about 50 miles a day, stopping every night at a hostel and just enjoying the views, going to the mountains, coastal ride. It was just a really great time. And it was a really great experience to just do that as an individual. What a great way to connect back to yourself. And you have a lot of time to reflect as you're on that bike for 50 miles, you know? So I found it a really rewarding experience to do that. If anybody has a chance to go, I know a lot of people walk the journey, which is fantastic. I didn't quite have time for that, but I really loved the bike. I'm a bike rider anyway, so I enjoyed being on the bike personally. So it was great.
That's cool. Yeah, that's a world famous kind of trail, right? In Spain.
Yeah.
How long is that trail?
Oh man, I forget the total distance, what it was, but we did about 200 miles of it during our time. And it was just a great, people come from all over the world to do this. It's a rite of passage. It's a really important journey for a lot of people, whether you're on a bike, whether you're walking it. It's a really great way to just connect and get some different perspective about life. So,
yeah, I've heard about it from several people over the years. It's a bit of a spiritual experience. I think basically the trail ends at a church, I think, right, somewhere in the northwest of Spain.
Up in Santiago. I did like the reverse way. We started Santiago, went down to Finisterre, and some people go the other and they end up there. But man, you just see people along the journey going. There's groups of people and you meet people, you meet like minds and you connect. And I just found it really rewarding. Even when you're off the bike, the conversations, the connections you have with people who are kind of on the same journey that you are, they're looking for what's next and getting to know themselves. Definitely recommend it. You would love it, Rudy.
I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing that with our listeners here. It's always great to get those fun little adventure facts. Dr. Dave, let's chat about live events and your background with events. I know as a facilitator and a coach, I mean, you've participated in hundreds of live events over the years, both ones that you've led and ones that you've supported as a facilitator, including one of ours as well. And one of the key problems, as you and I were talking in the green room, that people deal with when it comes to leading live events is, hey, how the heck do I get people to my live event? How do I get more butts in seats? How do I get people to show up? And then once they're there, how do I get them to engage, staying off their phones, staying in the room, doing the work? And ultimately, how do I use that opportunity to continue the relationship, whether it's selling them and rolling them into another live event or into a coaching program of some sort or retreat or a mastermind. And in the green room, it was great to chat with you about your experience with this, and specifically when it comes to values and being able to understand people's values and linking that to live events in a way that has them actually say yes and show up. So I'm super curious. I know we're going to jump right into the value here you have for our audience. If you can give us your best stuff on values and how we can leverage values, understand values to get people to come to our events and ultimately continue their journey with us.
Fantastic. Well, I think the number one foundational thing that needs to occur when you're running any kind of event is making sure that you're clear on your values and you're clear on your vision and your voice. Because that's what sets the scene. In my experience, when you're clear on your values and you have an inspired vision and mission, and you can center an event around that, it's almost like you don't even have to advertise because you become a magnet at that point. We magnetize people to us when we're aligned to our values and when we have this inspired vision. They just draw you. They just are drawn to you. So to me, that's the foundation, is making sure that whatever you're running, whatever event you're running, it is clearly aligned to your values and vision, and you have this internal drive to do it. And that sets the scene to now attract the perfect people to your events. Because to be honest, not everybody is meant to be attracted to your event. You want to attract people who also have a value for what you're teaching and we're presenting. They also have a vision for their life, and they can clearly see that when this event is aligned to my values and I'm going to be inspired to go, and because I can see it certainly helps me clearly align to my vision, then there's no selling, because they automatically are inspired to just come and pay and show up and do the work. So to me, that's the foundation of creating a successful event. Those two components.
Yeah. So to clarify, getting clear on our own values and then communicating those values in the promise of our event. And that ultimately will magnetize people to our events and wanting to come to events. So it doesn't feel like we're selling, that it's going to be attracting them to actually come to the event. The first question that comes to mind is, I hear the word values thrown around a lot.
Yep.
And I'd be curious to hear from you how you might define what we mean by values, and specifically, how does someone go about defining or clarifying their own values and then ultimately translating that into their event? Because I know there's a method that has worked for you and your clients that I think would be great to share with our audience.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, every single person has their own unique set of values. It's fingerprint specific. No two people have the same. And so it's the thing that's the most important to you. It's the thing that you are most drawn to do. It's the thing that you're most internally driven to accomplish. It's the thing you love talking about the most. It's the thing you dream about the most. You set your goals toward it. It's the thing you spend your money and you spend your time and energy on. And everyone has a hierarchy from the most important values to the least important values. So when we can tap into those highest values, the things that are the most important things in our life, our highest values, now you've tapped into the thing that inspires you the most. And your values are the seedlings, the foundation of your vision for your life and your purpose of life. We talk about purpose and mission and your big why. Well, your values are what make up, and that's the foundation of your vision. And so to be able to identify your highest values is the most important thing I've found in my years for an individual to know about themselves, because it's the foundation of who you are. It's why you make decisions. It's what drives you to do everything in your life. So when we're not clear about our values, we tend to get stuck on the fence a lot. We tend to have difficulty making decisions. We tend to maybe go down one path and we get stuck and have to come back again. And when we're clear about our values, now we can align that to a vision, and there's less roadblocks and obstacles. The universe is designed to give you chaos and confusion and conflict when you're not clear on your values, because that's the thing that gets you back to center. And what I notice is when you're clear about your values, by going through the process of identifying them, you change from chaos, confusion, and conflict, and now you have clarity, now you have confidence, and now you have certainty in who you are. And that's what magnetizes people to you. When you're clear and you're certain and confident, you're a magnet for people to be drawn into whatever it is you're inspired about. You'll attract those like minds. You'll attract those people who are looking for what you've got to say. I was always told that when you're on fire, people come to watch you burn. And so what gets you on fire is getting aligned to your values and living according to those values and getting clear about your vision. That's what sets you on fire. And that's why when you're creating an event around that, they fill up so easily. You know, sometimes you'd be like, wow, I didn't even have to market. People just are showing up. And this is how you do it.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. David. And you said several things very quickly in there, this notion of like asking, what are the things that we put our time into, put our money into, think about all the time, et cetera. I know you have helped guide me and several members that are people that were at an event that I was hosting through like 13 very specific questions. Mm-hmm. And the answer to those questions helped refine really what were those, like, not what do I want them to be one day, not what do I aspire to, no, but what does my life demonstrate? What does my behavior, my time and money demonstrate that is most important to me right now? And
exactly.
I remember like answering those questions and getting super clear on that just gave me a great grounding and framework to connect to. And I know for our audience who are listening to like, oh, I want to learn more about that. That's something that you specialize in. You can actually assist people in getting that clarity and starting to connect those values with their messaging, their marketing, their events, their business, in their lives, not only to make more money, but ultimately to live more fulfilled, which I understand fulfillment to be living in alignment with those highest values. Is that a correct understanding?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's a set of 13 questions. We take people through each question, identifying specific answers to these. And once you go through this process, the answering these questions, the end result is a real concise hierarchy from highest to lowest, usually 1 to 5, 1 to 6. Now you're really clear about your highest values. And now you're off to the races because now life makes sense. I remember the first time I did my values and I came out with my results, all of a sudden, all my decisions that I've ever made and currently making now all of a sudden make sense. But sometimes we don't quite understand why we're where we are, why we attract the things we do. Why do we make the decisions we make? Well, it's because our values. So when you're clear about those, now your life makes sense. And now you have the fuel to really consciously start creating your business, constantly creating and attracting the relationships in your life or the finances in your life. Now you can consciously work toward it because now you're clear. So to me, it's one of the foundational tools that everyone could benefit from is getting clear about your values by going through the value determination process.
Excellent. Okay, great. So that's a big open loop there. And we'll come back to that here as far as how people can learn more about that with you.
Fantastic.
Let's make the assumption that somebody gets super clear on their values, not what they aspire them to be, but what they actually are. Mm-hmm. And then they do an event around that and it's magnetizing. You said they catch on fire. People come to watch them burn. Can you give some specific examples? I think you had an event where you really emphasized this. Can you give an example of your own experience where you applied this and as specific as possible, like what your values are, how you applied them, who you spoke with, who came? We just love to get a very tangible, specific example of this in real life.
Yeah, for me, one of my top values has always been health and well-being, teaching and connecting and bringing people together. And so we did an event last year where we wanted to, you know, it was toward the end of the year. And usually at the beginning of the year, so many people are looking to improve their health and well-being. That's kind of set resolutions and make new goals for their life. And so we had an event to where we were going to attract people, specifically entrepreneurs who were going through some transition. They wanted to get clear about maybe what kind of health changes would you like to make in your life? What kind of business changes would you like to make? What would you specifically love to create for the next year coming up? And so we built an itinerary and a program based around bringing wellness with adventure and learning. And we attracted 10 entrepreneurs to our event that were actually looking to do the exact same thing, work on their health, work on their business, work on their vision for the next year. And we had some beautiful entrepreneurs come, and just a couple quick stories. We had a gal come and she was having 30, 40 pounds overweight, and she was stuck with what she was been doing the same job for 30 years and she was wanting to change. And from our program, she was able to get a vision throughout the retreat of what she wants to do next and how she wanted to look and feel for her life. After 8 months of post-follow-up from our retreat, she had lost 30 or 40 pounds, and she completely had a vision for what's next for her life. She stopped doing the things she was doing, and now she's on her way doing the thing that now she loves to be doing. She's inspired about the new vision and serving the world with her new vision of her life. And it was a beautiful, beautiful experience on the retreat. And we had another person, the same exact thing. They were looking, they're in a transition of, I'm kind of stuck in this job. I know there's more for me to do. I'm not quite sure what it is. And so we attracted these people to come. And as we got clear about their values, got clear about their new vision and what was really authentic to them, I think what I noticed is when you get clear on those things, now the road shows up, now the avenue shows up, and now you can start going down a different path. And we've seen these people change their lives because of that. So that was one example of how aligning my values to the retreat and attracting the people that also align and are looking for make those changes, when that comes together in a group, it's amazing the results and the transformations you get for people.
Beautiful, Dr. Dave. Could you restate your highest values here and specifically how you link that to the event? Because I think that that was really important to hear.
Yeah, my values have been around health and wellness, building connections and building my business around health and wellness. I've been in the industry for 30 years. So those were my top three values at that time. And look, your values shift over time as life goes on. And so for me, those were my top values and I'm still pretty aligned to those values. And so that's why I wanted to create a retreat and an event that aligned to my values. Because if I have an event that's aligned to my values, then I'm internally inspired to run that event. And when I'm internally inspired, you're like a magnet to attract people to you. And that's why you create success when you are aligned to your event and it's a truly high, it's a link to your values. You're just become a magnet to people that want to come join you, want to come watch you, want to come learn from you. So that's my experience of why that's so important.
Yeah. And especially when it came to the people that you were attracting to your retreat, weight loss and wellness is a tricky one because oftentimes if like the reason they're coming, the reason people are overweight is because they don't value health, but they want to be healthy, but maybe they don't value health and that hence they're not.
Well, in my experience, when people start getting aligned to their true values and they have an inspired vision, they intrinsically, automatically start to have a reason now to shift their health and well-being because now you've got a purpose and a mission. And so when you can link your purpose and mission to your health and well-being, then it's easy for people to start losing weight. It's easy for them to get in shape and start to stop doing those old habits and patterns that have kept them stuck and start doing new things that actually get them moving toward their vision. But when people don't have a clear vision and they don't see a direction they want to go that's inspiring, then they stay stuck either in their relationship. They stay stuck in their health and wellness. They might stay stuck in an old job or stuck in their financial situation because they haven't got clear on their values and having got clear about an inspired vision for their life. Because when you do, changing your health and wellness, attracting more income, attracting a bigger business success, that just comes naturally.
Yeah. Linking the thing that they don't want to do to the things that they do naturally, the, their highest values, and more importantly, an inspiring vision for where they want to go. There's a lot to unpack on this one subject. And no, this is a short interview on the subject. Dr. Dave, if somebody wants to learn more about the subject of determining their own values or potentially applying that to their business and their events, what would be the best way they could go about doing that?
Well, if they want to contact me directly, people send me emails. So info@drdavetuck.com is the best way to get in touch with me. Or you can go to my website, which is anewbeginningscoaching.com. It's got all my information there as well. So I'm pretty easy to find. Maybe we can put the links to my other social media in our chat or something.
Yeah. So we're going to include all those links to your website and social media here with Perfect. The show somewhere around the episode. So if you want to connect with Dr. Dave, send him an email, go to his website, check him out. I personally vouch for Dr. Dave. I've gotten the chance to work with him privately one-on-one. He's also come facilitated at one of our events and the methods that he follows, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg here, but they're potent. They work. I use them to this day. I have a notebook that I use to reflect on my values and I will write out my values and start to, as Dr. Dave was saying, connect, hey, what is the thing that I want to accomplish and how does that benefit my highest values? How does that connect to my highest values? And that's something that Dr. Dave encouraged me to do. And it's been very, very helpful. So highly recommend that you're an event leader or you're a human being and you're here and you want to get more in touch with living a fulfilled life in alignment with your values. Ultimately, that's going to get you clarity in your business, your events, and it's going to help you make more money and a greater impact. Reach out to Dr. Dave. And Dr. Dave, before we wrap up here, And maybe we could have covered this a little earlier, but I also want to touch base on this idea of grief and transforming grief into gratitude. I know we just have a couple minutes, but would you be open to kind of bring this home with maybe a personal story? I know you've navigated some challenges with grief in your life and losing loved ones, and how were you able to kind of turn that on? I know it's unfair to ask to do that in a couple minutes, but I feel like somebody listening to this needs to hear this. And I feel like that it may magnetize them to you and your particular experience.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, 5 years ago, next month, November 17th, my spouse of 10 years, she died pretty suddenly, which obviously was a shock to the system. And it threw me into the grief of her loss. And so I've been studying the grief process and how to take people through it for 27 years now. But this was the first experience where I've actually had to do the work on myself. And so after my spouse died, I got to work on the process that I've been teaching people and saw firsthand how asking the quality questions and going through the process and being patient with yourself and working through it can allow yourself to heal and walk through grief smoothly and effectively. It doesn't have to be something you're stuck in for years and years and years like I've seen people do. It can actually be a process. If you have some help working through it, you can heal through grief. And you can learn all the beautiful lessons from the grief that is showing you and get to yourself to gratitude, because that's where the true healing is. When you go from grief to gratitude, it's not just about accepting that they're gone. It's not just about those five steps that people talk about in grief. It's getting to gratitude for yourself, for your life, and the loved one that was there and seeing their new forms. Now you can move through grief and heal and move on and actually use it as a stepping stone to something even greater. And I feel that's kind of what the blessing that I had from it was, really helping me learn how to navigate grief effectively and help so many people with the same process. Even more, now that I've had the experience of it, it gives me more ammunition to really help people navigate grief when they're struggling.
100%. Dr. Dave, thank you for sharing that. I know there's so much you can share on this particular subject. Yeah. For our listeners here who are tuning in, if you feel like you resonate with Dr. Dave in any way, I highly encourage you to go to his website, check him out, reach out to him. He said he makes himself available to support people. He loves to teach. He loves wellness, background wellness, and has a lot of experience with valley germination and grief processing. Especially if you have someone in your life who's recently lost someone or maybe losing someone soon. I can't emphasize enough the value and importance of having someone in their corner who understands grief and can help them navigate the experience. I highly recommend to share this episode with them, and hopefully this message can resonate with them and connect with Dr. Dave. Thank you, Dr. Dave, for being with us today. Any final comments you want to wrap up the interview with today?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I love connecting to you. And I just want to say that when you can actually learn how to ask yourself quality questions when you're going through any kind of transition or changes or challenges, you become empowered to navigate life more smoothly and effectively. So that's what I love doing, is helping people empower themselves to navigate their own transitions and challenges. So I love the opportunity to be here. Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate you.
Absolutely, Dr. Dave. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for being on with us today.